two residents of Athens, Pisphater and Evelpides, go in search of peace and happiness. One day they find themselves in the city of birds. Seeing their easy life, Pisphater persuades the birds to take over the world of gods and men. This is how the city of Tukakuovsk appears in the air. The birds give the heroes wings, and Pisphater becomes the ruler of the new city. The birds promise the people patronage, persuade them to serve them, and leave the gods hungry by intercepting the smoke of the sacrifices. The people rush to the ideal city, imitating the feathered ones and wishing they had wings. A poet, an oracle, an informer, a deceiver, and other seekers of happiness arrive at Pisphater. Promthoys is among them. He tells us that the gods are frightened and have sent delegates to Pisphater. The messengers are Hercules, Poseidon, and the Thracian god Tribal. At first they make tough demands, but with intrigue and cunning Pisphater divides them. Having made a treaty with the gods, Pisphater receives not only Zeus' daughter Basilia as a wife but also his scepter, a symbol of power.